President of Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, Diane Edwards, says business investment opportunities are available across several sectors. In a recent interview with Ian Boyne, Mrs. Edwards highlighted a number of areas in which she says ordinary Jamaican workers can benefit. We now bring you excerpts of that interview.
Employment is always critical. So we see a lot of opportunities. Opportunity for people going into service industries such as tourism, which you know is growing, BPO industry, which is growing. Mm-hmm. And there are niche markets within outsourcing that we haven't even tapped into. Legal process is one, healthcare is another. Mm-hmm. So nurses, instead of going into nursing, yes, per se, physical nursing, uh-huh, could be going into healthcare because they understand the healthcare business and what it takes. But looking at entrepreneurial opportunities, there are a lot of those as well. So if you look at service businesses which service all of these investments, you don't have to be big to be in catering. Yes. You don't have to be big to be in producing uniforms. Well, you have to get to a certain size, that's mm-hmm true. But you can be doing laundry, you can be doing errands. So we need to think personal of ways, services. Personal services. Mm-hmm. I'll give you another one, ornamental fish. Huge market internationally for ornamental fish, particularly in North America, just up the road. We have a project that is developing inner city farming for ornamental fish. It's a project, it's ongoing, mm-hmm, and they are developing an export facility out in Old Harbor where they're collecting, grading, sorting, and packing the fish and then exporting them.
What's happening in health-related investments?
Well, we have researched this whole sector quite a bit in JAMPRO with the help of some international agencies. And we are really at the stage now where we see the opportunity for this industry to take off. We have big competitive advantage. So there are three things that we focus on: diagnostics, dental, and the diaspora. So the diaspora will be our first market. But from that, we can expand, partly because you have word of mouth, a recommendation. And most people go to the doctor on a word of mouth referral. Your friend tell you that this person is good. So, and then what we've done is taken a group of the medical professionals to Atlanta and to Washington, connected them with their diaspora counterparts. And what was really amazing to me was how people in the diaspora, even Jamaicans, didn't realize how much is going on the private healthcare market here. Mm-hmm. They didn't realize the level of sophistication of our local medical scene. And so we have seen now coming together joint ventures starting between local doctors and their counterparts overseas. So we have now, I don't know if people know, we have a plastic surgery, more than one plastic surgeon operating here. We have a hand clinic, Dr. Aird in Cornwall Regional. We have stem cell treatments going on in Kingston and Mobay. So we are doing a number of really interesting procedures here that diaspora people can benefit from in the first instance, but also tourists. And we also have a state-of-the-art facility called Hospiten, which was a JAMPRO project in Montego Bay. So there's a huge opportunity in the whole healthcare region. We were talking about retirement villages. Yes. I think that's a huge opportunity that strangely our real estate people haven't seen. We have a whole lot of people that come down from the Midwest of the US, and they call them snowbirds because they go down for 6 months to Florida, enjoy, escape from the winter, enjoy the sun, mm-hmm, and then maybe they go back home for 6 months. But we could be doing a roaring trade in those kinds of businesses, because what they want to know is that they're in a secure environment and that they have healthcare accessible should they need it. Yes. And some of them have dialysis needs, etc. JAMPRO has a dialysis project in Montego Bay called Seerlich, which is a returning resident from the UK, which we've just opened.
We had also spoken off air about an exciting cold storage project.
Yeah, really excited about that, because a really high proportion of our fruits rot in the fields because they can't get out from where they are, the remote areas, to the table, to the retailer, to the exporter. So this company out of the US is going to be developing a cold chain logistics company, which means that they will be able to go to the farm gate, take the produce, chill it down so that it lengthens the ripening process, take it to the wharf and export it from there. So they will set up an operation in Kingston and in Montego Bay. Cool. And this could revolutionize our agriculture.
President of JAMPRO, Diane Edwards, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.